Yes, sir. Welcome once again to another Rejiwo Don't Carry Come. This Eurobullions from the Republicans. Football Republic, not the matter. And we don't enter studio again. Moku giving us the latest. We happen from inside a weekend as matches them happen for Obodo Europa. Eurobullions, not this. Now, welcome. And my goons and inside the matter. And Moku start Sexy Joe. Make I start with you. Moku start from that match between Chelsea and Manchester City. Finally, Pep Guardiola get one over Thomas Tuchel.
Yes, it totally me well. But the most important thing we did there, we say these two sides don't show say them be a force to reckon with this season because of the kind performance where they carry summer people that very day. It's so unfortunate, say, now body, ball we touch body, make an internet. If not, maybe now draw soup. Now we foresee for that game. But so far, so good. This one, an eye opener for Pep Guardiola. At least he don't nip one in the board over the man they call Thomas Tuchel. But fantastic coach, I tell you. Both of them, they try well. They show their ginger. Then show their swagger, then show the kind sense, better sense, where we say coach supposed get as far as coaching a team they consign. Yes, you don't beat him once. Remember, I say beat him three times last season, talking about Thomas Tuchel. Beat Pep Guardiola three times last season. And of course, this time around, he be like, say, don't go think calm, check the drawing board, where don't fool, and find one or two things where we say he carry take win him. And this time around, I just feel say, with this win now, in confidence level will grow and we go see.
And for a team too.
Yes, and for a team too. Already, the confidence level did the team. Mm. The team, a strong team, the squad, a strongest squad, just like Chelsea as well. They get very, very strong team. And I tell you, these two sides this season, they go give everybody better headache, both for the Premiership, for the League Cup, for the domestic cups, and of course for Champions League.
And they're ambition now.
But you're talking about Thomas Tuchel. People they talk, say maybe not because of the formation we use. Instead of talking,
can't switch to
say two. Sometimes, say yes, the formation, say sometimes, say the players themselves we use, you know, supposed to use them, say he fought himself because he talk about N'Golo Kante, we be no get well, body before that match, but he just forced him to play 3-5-2 formation. Almost now, the same thing used for Champions League final, but even like the personnel, them no can work because people they talk about Mason Mount, you know, play, same play three defensive minded midfielders, Kovacic, Jorginho and Kante. Same maybe now the problem when it gets with that.
Like you talk, the great character of a man, now when you make mistake and you admit say you make mistake.
And take responsibility.
Mistake is very important. If you not give, if you agree say you do gra, you go fail again. And now he go learn from that error where he do and he go fix up. The good thing about this match, we say, now just game match the six. Match is still plenty. And Chelsea, don't win all your games. These are their first loss. Again, against a City team where they come for revenge for house. And it's something
we
about,
don't lose three times to the same
exactly.
man.
Exactly. And the same thing now, there's something about this Chelsea team where they concede goals. They don't concede just two goals this season.
Yeah.
The first goal now, Mohamed Salah.
Penalty.
Mohamed.
Penalty.
The servant of Allah score against Chelsea. Second goal now, Jacob Webber uses our Lord and personal savior. Score against Chelsea. But did he tell you? That's spiritual
only,
something.
Only the spiritual.
Score against Chelsea.
Can't score against
if
Chelsea.
If you are not spiritual, in Christ and in Allah, a day is written. This is fact. Show me that this is fact.
Thank you.
Salah and Jesus.
Thank you, Buchi.
This is fact.
You don't make your point.
The next goal scorer now, anybody they call Shegun, Songo, to score against
okay,
Chelsea.
Okay.
So Shongo name that
Ogudino.
Ogudino.
And Sexy Joe Moku Shabali talk about the matter we concern Ole Gunnar Solskjaer because plenty people over social media they don't they come out to come talk say Ole out, Ole out. Hashtag based on say the bros or Macaman. Bros to me.
Yeah.
He never they achieve results. The first while we start now against Young Boys, now against Aston Villa, then lose for house for Old Trafford.
You know, say for some people, defeat now bitter pill to swallow. They know they feel swallow around. But then one thing for life, be say you know if you win all the time. Yes, they make mistake, you know. If we even look at self, David Moyes make one kind of mistake about 2 weeks ago when he bring in Percy from. You understand? Now, I don't say a lot of people go fault Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And one thing about Man United fans, they say, when the winning is good, oh, everybody they okay, everybody they hail the
football,
man.
Ole, football.
But immediately he make one quick mistake. Wahala don't come. This guy not be the first time where they take this penalty. So I don't know why people they complain. For me, I feel say Ole don't do with the kind squad where he gets and with the inclusion of Ronaldo this time around, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer don't really do a good job with the team. Because he loses against their Young Boys, he loses against Aston Villa, they don't conclude. But when this guy they win, yes, people still they talk when they win. But at least cut him some slack.
Bucci.
Without fight, don't carry this team. Come at least for the fact say, for the first time in as much as many months, we see harmony for that team.
Give
we see say the team done there.
Yeah,
yeah. Then give her time.
Bucci.
After that,
then give her time.
Yes.
He said that he give Lampard time now.
Yeah, definitely.
Compared to Lampard, compared to Lampard, is he not doing better?
Talking about this social matter, I like social. Mm. I can talk. I think between Lampard, Arteta, and Ole Gunnar and him, I think 9 day up because of a man management skill.
Yeah.
But not be only one management skill. Now he go make you with good job. I think talking about time, they don't give him the best time compared to the rest. Social don't get enough time.
Enough.
I don't know about social. Be say when the important time for Man U to deliver, then they deliver. That be the
that's
most annoying thing.
They enter Europa League final, then lose them.
The time to deliver, then they deliver. And it is very frustrating because you get good squad. Watch now, Ingo go play small team now, win 3 games. Then go play important game, now Ingo lose.
Ingo lose.
Like, it keeps on happening. They say first time when it happened, an accident. Second time, an incident. Third one can never be a coincidence. Social, I think this job, they too big for them. The players, they follow him, chill. The players like him. They obviously, the players like him because they get this nice business.
Yeah, ambience.
Exactly.
Players, they follow him because they like him. They follow him to win. Man U need a winning coach that will deliver. This Man U team, they world-class player. Varane, De Gea, Pogba, Matic, Bruno Fernandes,
Ronaldo,
Cristiano Ronaldo. See, there's no excuse for failure. That's why they fail. Ronaldo.
Nobody is
say,
excusing failure. Nobody they excuse failure one, as far one, as CJ concerned.
Okay.
He should last still one. Be given a chance. He's not doing badly.
Your points are noted. Make we sharply talk about the match where involved the Gunners. Sexy Joe coming to you finally.
Yeah.
Then score more than one goal to take win their match. And then beat their London rivals, more or less. Their North London rivals will be Tottenham Hotspur. But for Mikel Arteta, when in team scored the first goal, you see the way we take jump. You just be like small picking way and give sweet. That's why he take jump. Score second goal, he still jump. Score third goal, he still jump. You want to talk, say, he be like, this one, a big relief, big load off his shoulders.
In fact, if you check Mikel Arteta this morning, you can see the guy, they sleep soundly for the first time in as many, many weeks. Yeah, he goes sleep like baby because too much pressure there on Mikel Arteta to deliver. And of course, we see what happened at the start of the season. Even when season they end, when the Gunners end where they end up last season, people still they talk, people they angry. So many Gunners fans don't even leave Arsenal, go join other teams. People get heartbreak, so people even poof as far as they're concerned. But at least this one a huge relief. But I don't know me say make them stop to the work because this is going to be the third game where they don't win in a row. So now not time for them, I mean for the Premiership, now not time for them to really work on this victory, we say, especially this Tottenham victory, because them play yesterday. Them play yesterday like say, and for the first time he put everybody for the position where they're supposed to play. This one not be say carry this one go play another place where they're supposed to play. For the first time play everybody where they're supposed to play, and we see the beauty of the game where we say the Gunners play yesterday. We see how they take beat them, but all the same, this now the time to really wake up because the pressure still day. But at least yesterday you go sleep well.
You go sleep well
this morning, but the pressure still day.
But the facts we say, Mikel Arteta get very very good luck based on say Arsenal no day any European competition.
Exactly.
So every now and then he go get 7 days more or less to take prepare for his next match, or at least 6 days to prepare. So for no, if for nothing, more take for instance Antonio Conte, the year when win league with Chelsea, they're not
the Europe
continent.
Yes.
So for Arsenal this season, at least if he push, may they finish for top four.
Timmy, I've been saying it since yesterday. You know, listen, Arsenal they win the league.
Eh?
I tell you yesterday, 2021. Arsenal go win league.
Wow. Bucci?
No.
For the first time, I concur. I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, wait, this video will tell you on poster when Arsenal win league. This thing might sound very stupid, which I did talk. It might sound very foolish, very, very not making sense. But at the end of the day, when Arsenal win the league, please, I look at the camera right now. Give me my accolades. 2021-2022 season, Arsenal Football Club will win the English Premier League. Let me talk up.
And moving on.
I'm flexing Arsenal winning the league.
To the matter, we contain this week Champions League. As the Champions League, they return for this week. Sexy Jomoku starts with AC Milan against Atletico Madrid. And you want to talk, say, for Atletico Madrid, their first match when they play, they're not goalless. They no score goal. Milan, then lose their own first match against Liverpool. The reason why they talk about this match, now because, say, this group, they're very tight. Now, this group, Liverpool, they, now this group, Porto, they. So you want to talk, say, these two sides, Milan and Atletico, they need to win at least to start. They get more points on top of the table.
In fact, I don't want to be too optimistic between these two sides. So it go there very difficult, especially Atletico Madrid. With the kind of squad where Diego Simeone gets, you could expect say they go come out blazing this season. But I don't just know. Maybe for inside the Champions League, their waka fit day different. But I see draw for this game.
Draw.
I see draw.
Bucci, Manchester City. I say Manchester City. Yeah, Manchester City, they travel. Go play PSG. Billionaires match. Yes. Last season, we'll see them for semi-final. Manchester City come out tops. But this time around, at group stage, and they, two of them, at least, will see progress. But the problem where I did foresee, and I say, like, harmony, no, they did that PSG team now for now. Because over the weekend, Mbappe, they complained to his teammates. And Neymar, they passed to Ram. Messi, still, I don't know whether he'll get well body to play this match. But PSG, you know, be like that team. We go one compete for title. Or we go one ruffle feather against the likes of City.
Tell me, a dog cannot control a lion.
Who is the dog? Who is the lion?
That Pochettino be the dog.
Okay.
He can't control a lion.
Why don't
you
use a tiger and a lion?
No. Pochettino, what you don't win for?
But everywhere where Messi
don't... Dog, one of the best pets in the life now.
Every place where Messi don't go, you don't get coach. You don't coach him.
Yes, people, they coach him. But if he coach him, you coach him, but you go feed bench him. It's very complicated. So many things happen behind the scene with them so far. But I believe say PSG go feel style coming for revenge. As City beat Chelsea, and if PSG fit to at least just get the results for this game. Once I come to us, I think he go end draw. AC Milan go beat Atletico Madrid. I mean, they tell you Chelsea go beat Juventus. Why man you go beat Villarreal?
Now you go beat Villarreal.
You said Villarreal will beat Man U for the final of the Europa League.
And this Villarreal over the weekend then draw Real Madrid.
Exactly.
Then no allow Real Madrid score.
Exactly. I'm gonna give Villarreal.
Next I'll do podcast. Give me two slap.
It might not be Villarreal.
Yes, two slap.
I give you now.
Sexy Joe. He not say Juve go beat Chelsea.
Villarreal to beat Man United. Yes.
Juve, Chelsea.
No. Chelsea go beat Juve.
Chelsea go beat Juve?
Yes.
Really?
Oh,
yeah, who be Juve? That's what they do on that period.
Because the manager beat Sampdoria yesterday.
Chelsea go. Don't be telling to the country. That's very unserious team.
In fact,
Chelsea go beat them well.
Okay, moving on to Niger star players, them. We shine over the weekend for inside their clubs. Big names, them. We shine well. I'm going to talk. Must start from Moses Simon. Sexy Joe, over the weekend for our show, I've been here. They talk about how well in they play for a club, but how bad in they play for Super Eagles.
Bucci
raised this same point last week for the podcast. But my problem now, say our players, all of them, all over the shine, especially Moses Simon.
It sweet me because it don't say in a very long while now, we say would they see Nigerian players, they even did regular for teams. You know what I would say? Everybody they complain about 2-3 years ago, they did regular. They sit down for bench, some they don't even carry chair, go outside stadium for them because the bench itself don't hurt for them. But now are they see these players, and the bulk of these guys make up the national team. So it sweet me, say then they shine, then they do well week in, week out for their club side. Yes, they still get some more efforts to join the one we say they don't get, but for the fact say then they put their name and their country out there, they totally me well because it go also in a way open doors for those where they go out, because gone are the days now where we say sometime ago, even till now, you go see some of our players, they go Vietnam. If to say market good,
you want to go second division represents well, for India League.
Bangladesh, that one go kill me. Bangladesh. When not be footballing country, represent a cricket and waiting again, then they play for there. But for the fact, say these guys, they do well. It give me hope, say at least now, if we package our league well, package people, we say they carry these guys come out for here, we're going to get better club. Just like the Brazilians. Gone are the days where Brazil, now we say, then go from Europe, first go some small countries, come from
now
there.
From
go.
Brazil,
now
go
from
big
Brazil,
clubs.
Now straight to main Europe.
Yeah.
You understand? But then they play for big clubs. Then they do well week in, week out. They see, say, some they give assists, some they score goals. Osimhen now in Gotal, you don't they grow. The man they call Paul Ono actually now, they score like, say, tomorrow, no day. So, it's Totorimi, and for it's your information, in case you don't know, I give it to Paul Ono actually.
Honestly, I think people need to talk about Paul Ono actually, the most informed Nigerian player for Europe.
Right now.
Didn't happen. Some go talk, say, because he don't know if he plays. If you see the third goal and score with that man, don't be about height. In the using leg, then when they score most of in goals. So I think, you know, they get the appreciation and the respect what you deserve. Mm. I think, honestly, people talk about the people are everywhere. Yes, Osimhen, they score plenty goals, but no, actually, they score double of the goals. So let's talk about Paul, please. Like Paul in the Bible, he repented from Saul. Now, Saul to Paul.
Saul
yes. to Paul. Abi.
You got it.
Saul was wicked.
He was persecuting the Christians.
Thank you. And now Paul no actually is persecuting Europe. That you saying. So please.
Paul for the first time, yes. This Richie talk waiting makes sense.
Thank you very much.
Talking about
other players, them we shine for Nigeria. You guys give him to Cyril Dessers himself still continue to the
yes,
score.
True,
good one too for Rama based on same move to new club, Feyenoord. Talk about also Omar Sadiq, where they play for Almeria in club now. That goal win score helping club the top for inside La Liga Smart Bank for inside the second division for Spain. Good wins. Joe Aribo score for the first time this season for
they
Rangers.
Awesome.
Last week now assist Indu. So good one for all our Nigerian players. Also Ashisat Oshola, she scored two goals for Barcelona Feminine. She's there spiritually. And then moving on, Shepherd, now to our one-on-one matter. And over the weekend, we see how Manchester United Bruno Fernandes of Manchester United miss penalty.
Manchester United still miss penalty. They collect 3 points.
No, Bruno Fernandes miss penalty.
It doesn't matter.
For Manchester United. So, the problem now, before this time, we've been talking about, say, who go there in charge of penalties? Shena Ronaldo, Abina Bruno Fernandes. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer talks in, I ain't going to decide who go take penalties. But now, nah, it don't happen. Chance for Manchester United to collect 1 point against Aston Villa for that match. Bruno Fernandes, Ibutam outside of the stadium. Send ball, go kill bed. Sexy. Now, my question, Sexy Joe and Labalaba Master. Who go there in charge of penalties?
Yes. Make Bruno Fernandes make you continue to take penalty because no be say because of say he missed penalty. Because in penalty rate, no they bad. But no talk say after all before Ronaldo come, who they take the penalty? So because of say this Ronaldo don't come now, Bruno come miss one penalty. Everybody don't they talk say hey, make Ronaldo they take her, make Ronaldo they take her. Thank God say na in country man self, Portugal.
So that's I like Bruno Fernandes, good player. Say na he take a penalty every time. Fantastic. But get when King go come, you go need to step out.
What do you mean by that?
Allow him to
calm down.
Allah
what
talk.
Did he mean by that?
Allah talk, Sexy Joe.
All of a sudden, King don't come.
Continue, Buchi.
Be King, na King him be now.
Buchi. Na Papa Bruno be before.
Why did they answer her?
Today was the gentle.
Maybe he needs to bring out the tiger in you.
No, not today.
The pussycat in him, no come work today.
Not today. Ronaldo have been taking penalties since for a long time. And he get that experience of taking late minute penalty. Pressure not where Ronaldo did. The pressure enter Bruno head. That na why go social media go apologize. That's one of the most stupid apology in this life. Say penalty, you can go to apologize. To who? Who are they? Why they give the point? They apologize to you? You're a footballer. You make mistakes. You make errors. And you fix it too. So, and I mean, that go to apologize. It's very stupid. But Ronaldo
spotted
that penalty.
That is being disrespectful.
Wait,
now. Say they're very stupid. So Bruno Fernandes.
Let them make him point now.
Make him make which point? Is that making point finish?
Which
you
don't
hear what he talk.
I know what I'm talking again.
Which other point you want to make? Bruno Fernandes, make I tell you, before Ronaldo come, see, you see, now that's why they say something they call scorer. That's why enmity they come. You want scatter team, you start something like this. The guy, they take penalty before Ronaldo come. Ronaldo come now, because of say this guy miss one penalty. Ronaldo, even before Ronaldo come, they don't they debate. Make Ronaldo now wait, don't come. Make it begin
because
take
him now, penalty takers.
No. Nobody go there that situation. 90-something minutes where no go there under pressure, Timmy.
Thank you very much, guys. Sena still choke I put for today, Eurobody. And remember, say yes, now still fit subscribe to our channel in case I never do, so that the notification latest videos that we'll upload and I'll feel it watch them. And also, don't forget, say yes, this podcast, they on every platform for your podcast level, whether not Spotify, whether not your app, whatever, which. Whoever app store they use for your podcast, our own Football Republic, Euroballians, they on top. Subscribe so that you're going to get more content like this on top of this matter. Till I turn my head again next time, may I do well. Now, bye-bye. Football Republic.